Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Campbell and Farwell, and right on time, as promised, at 8:40.
Oh!
Give you all these important tips.
We're like 6 seconds early. Do you guys sometimes see a dude and they just look like so put together and like they're not stressed and crap's not falling out of their man purse or their merce and you're like, God, why can't I be that guy? Because we do that a lot when we see women who just appear to just have it. You know, they know what's happening and they know what's happening next. Are you born with that or what do you think?
I like to fake it till I make it. I've told you this many times. Walk through the halls of this radio station with a pen in your hand, maybe a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Always appear like you're on your way somewhere.
Yeah.
People think that guy's got it together. He's going places.
As if.
There you go.
And there's more to that from Ben Affleck in Boiler Room. Go check that out. It's a quote you can't use on the radio. Okay, so this is kind of skewed towards females, but I think most of this can apply to all of us when it comes to habits to steal from people who are never late. The tips that will keep you sane and on schedule.
I'm gonna
are
steal
you ready?
All of these habits, all of them.
Polly, timekeeper. You ready?
I'm ready.
This one, I think, especially for... What?
You know he's just going to turn this around and use it against us. Because
yeah, we're
the ones that
are time. Okay.
Always late.
By the way, you have 1 minute left.
Okay.
Before traffic.
Okay. The first thing to do is plot out a week's worth of outfits on Sunday. This woman has a blog called Wonder Woman I'm Not. God bless her. She says she hangs up 5 outfits in the closet. They're put together. And she doesn't spend time deciding every morning what to do for that.
Okay.
I love that. I need to do this. Keep your lists. Make sure you have your lists, your calendars and your to-do lists. You can have the calendar in your smartphone. You can have a handwritten one, too, if that helps you. I prefer the handwritten one.
I love my BlackBerry calendar.
Although it's not helping me, is it? Include your in-between time. You cannot forget to include the time it takes to get the kids in the car. So like, you know, an hour and 45 minutes. The dog into the kennel, setting the alarm, stopping for gas. You got to put your in-between times in there too. Expect the unexpected. Mommy blogger Laura Whitman says, somebody will always throw up in the car. You better have wipes and you better be ready for it. Okay, Farwell, here's this one. This one's for you. This one's for you, babe. They say no once a day. We're often afraid to say no. We fear we might miss out on a big opportunity or that other people might think badly of us. It's okay to just say no. You have to say no to some things to enhance the bigger picture for yourself.
I say no to the boss all the time. Yes to all the other things.
Yeah, well, tomorrow we'll do ways to get a raise. Maybe we'll help you with
that one tomorrow. I have a friend of mine has a saying.
Yes.
If you're not 5 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late. I try to live by that philosophy.
No, you don't.
I try.
No, if you're not five minutes early, you're 5 minutes late.
Oh, God.
Farwell, you're the math whiz in this room. You should know better.
Look what you've done. You've confused the Polly. Now what? Polly, how are we doing for time?
You should be going to traffic about 30 seconds ago.
Excellent. Good.
Well, let's go now.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.